Last Word on Today FM.
We're going to Lawrence Donegan, who we've met a couple of times on the campaign trail as he puts together his Goodbye Donald Substack. He's on his way into Mar-a-Lago, where I suspect there's going to be an enormous media presence tonight, Lawrence.
Yes, there will be. I should clear things up. I have not been personally invited by Donald Trump. I am heading to Mar-a-Lago. There is actually a watch party at the nearby Palm Beach Convention Center. So I think this is how the night will go. If Donald wins, he will show up at the convention center so we can all cheer him. If he loses, he'll probably give a statement in Mar-a-Lago, and that's all we'll see of him. What will be interesting, of course, if he loses, what will the statement be? Will it be like it was in 2020, refusing to concede defeat, or will he go graciously if he loses, of course?
Well, I think the idea of him going graciously is a non-runner, but could it be that we won't anyway have, within the next 24 hours or so, a conclusive result, that it could be left, that there will be disputes about which way various states have decided to vote?
Well, if you remember the last time, the election wasn't called until Pennsylvania was called for Joe Biden. That was on the Saturday, 5 days after the election. This time round, I think other states that have a history of counting slowly have improved their methods. And, you know, if it's a tight race, then we won't know the outcome. But if it's a blowout or a comfortable victory for either of the candidates, I think we'll know very, very quickly. The state of Georgia is going to be called, that's one of the states that's really improved its methods. That's going to be called very, very early, probably around 8:30 Eastern time, which would be 1:30 your time. And depending on the outcome in Georgia, I think that we would know. If Harris wins that comfortably, then I think we can say that she is. If Trump wins it comfortably, then I think we can say that he's probably snuck it out. There are other, the real data nerds, the real election nerds can look at counties in various states and detect, the way that the vote is going. I don't know if it was reported much over there, Matt, but there's a stunning poll by a very, the most reputable pollster in America, a woman called Ann Seltzer. She always polls Iowa, and that she's got it right the last eight elections. And stunningly, she had her poll was published on Monday and had Harris 3 points ahead in Iowa. If Harris wins Iowa, then it's an absolute blowout. She wins Iowa, she wins the Rust Belt, she probably wins all seven swing states, and you might as well throw in Texas as well, which would be kind of unprecedented because the Democrats have won Texas for a very, very long time. I think since 1992, actually.
Of course, there's all sorts of shape throwing going on from both sides at present. But how confident in reality does either side look, or how much of it looks like that they are chancing their arm?
Well, I've been writing for the last 3 months, Matt. I've been saying, don't look at polls, look at behavior. And I mean, I was in Philadelphia last night. Goodness knows how many people were there. It was probably 100,000. I have no idea. I've lost the ability to count people at this stage. The Harris campaign, again, the body language, I've got no idea. I don't speak to anybody in the Harris campaign. But the body language and, it looks fairly confident. Meanwhile, over in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Donald Trump had his fourth and last rally last night, I mean, he was kind of lashing out. I mean, he used an expletive to describe the former leader of the U.S. Congress, his arch enemy, Nancy Pelosi. So his body language, he was complaining about his advisors. I well remember 2016. Trump always finishes his campaigns in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He thinks it's good luck. I well remember watching that rally, his Grand Rapids rally in 2016, and thinking, well, there goes a man who knows he's beaten. And he, lo and behold, 6 or 7 hours later, it was President Donald Trump. Certainly, if I follow my own advice and look at behavior, it looks like the Harris campaign thinks it's probably won. Or certainly, it's the more confident of the two.
And what about the behavior of Trump's vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance? Because for all the complaints that were made about Joe Biden saying about taking out the garbage, isn't that exactly, in a much more pointed fashion, what Vance was doing about Kamala Harris in the last day?
Yeah, just to remind people, Vance was the guy who described Donald Trump back in 2020 as America's Hitler. Lo and behold, he's kind of morphed into he's the intelligent branch of the GOP, the modern GOP. Yeah, he called taking out the trash, and the trash is Kamala Harris. It's not exactly a highfalutin way to go out, but again, that's pretty characteristic of the Trump campaign. The candidate himself is well known for his abuse of his opponents and his threats. It was just a bit jarring to see that, as I say, J.D. Vance, author of a really good book actually called Hillbilly Elegy about the dispossessed of the Appalachia, it's just a bit odd to see him descend into the kind of similar vocabulary. I guess he might have his eyes on what happens after, if, we'll keep on saying if, after a Donald Trump debate, who gets to inherit whatever is left of the Republican Party and the MAGA movement. And I guess J.D. Vance has probably got one eye on that.
Well, just to finish though, Lawrence, you will be back with us tomorrow evening for our extensive coverage of the results. How important is it likely to be the turnout of women, because of this expectation that women will vote for Kamala Harris and essentially doing so to vote against Donald Trump?
Huge. I noticed this 5 or 6 weeks ago. You go to rallies, and two things. You go to a Trump rally, there are no black faces, none, literally none. Amid thousands of people, there are, you know, two or three, perhaps, if you're lucky. You go to a Harris rally, I would say 7 out of 10, maybe 3 out of 4, 70% or so are women. It was very, very striking. And they are not there because Harris is a woman candidate. In fact, it's been quite striking that Harrison hasn't played on that at all. I think the decision on the Roe versus Wade by the Supreme Court has really, this attack on women's rights over their own body has been a huge, huge issue for women in this campaign. And that might, again, if Harris wins, I suspect the post-game analysis will all be about how women came out and voted for her because of that particular issue.
Lawrence Donegan, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM.